This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You just joined us, your radio listener. We're showing some beautiful Democratic Party family album. Rapists that are undead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, you know, I don't normally get one of these little giddy moods today, but I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm in a good mood all day. That's terrible. I'm usually in a horrible, angry mood. Oh, what am I going to do?
It's good for your health to be able to kind of have some gallows humor in the midst of all this craziness.
Like atrazine was good for that frog?
It is Halloween. This is the posthumous gay frog right here. We're paying our respects today. But the truth of the matter is, you'll drive yourself crazy if you can't just have a laugh once in a while and just make light of all the nastiness and the hate out there. Comedy is...
I agree. You know, we've covered a lot of news. There's a lot of breaking news at NewsWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, and I haven't looked at the news in like 30 minutes. I bet there's something huge breaking. I've got so many articles I can't even cover them all, but let's go to DrudgeReport.com right now where Roger Stone has big breaking news. Let's put it up and see what the big news is there at this point. Can you guys put that on screen for me? Drum roll. There you go. Trick or treat, yeah, it's been up. Has Mueller subpoenaed the president? We'll find out next segment, Roger Stone. Oprah Winfrey is out trying to get that racist lady elected in Georgia. I mean, who cares about Oprah Winfrey? I don't think Hollywood's figured out, like, people are sick of celebrities. Unless they're the dumbest, I don't know, like housewives, maybe?
No.
Well, no one I know, like if you even talk about celebrities and stuff, everybody's like, ugh. And it's not just like, oh, they're jealous of their celebrities. They're sick of it.
It really is like bitter people, I think, is really the ones that are attracted to the celebrity nature of a political propaganda, whatever, where Oprah wants to campaign for this woman. No, Alex, most people see Oprah campaigning and that turns them off. Most people see Barack Obama campaigning. That turns them off. So they haven't got it yet. The same people that they've been using to get their agendas through that have usually been massively popular in the past, and Obama and Oprah, you know, a Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, notice how Hillary trial ballooned running for president again.
Well, she wants to run. I mean, if she's alive, she'll run. I really think so.
Who could challenge the Golden Toad?
No one. Maybe Michael Bloomberg, but probably not. Probably no one.
We could ask Roger Stone that question when we come back. We should have opened the phones up today. Tomorrow, I promise, open phones.
We'll take some phone calls on the War Room today.
War Room coming up with you in about 55 minutes. You know, I didn't drop the ball today, but just new X3 is so good that I'm sitting here reading what it does, and it sounds like hype, and I almost get embarrassed. But it's true. I mean, if you don't have iodine in your body, you leave this plane of existence. And everything they do is to target it and suppress it. And so in our quest to get new deep earth crystals, we found a new supplier. But then we talked to the top chemists, and they said, you need to add the other two, a small amount, a little bit of vitamin C to stabilize it so it doesn't oxidize and last longer and is uploaded better. We did research. We did it. It's over a year in the making. Our big secret weapon, because they try to cut suppliers off. So I had to get the deal done 6 months ago. I had to sign a long-term contract, a five-year contract, to be able to get this. Oil companies just don't get this, you know, in their process, even though it's worth a lot of money and it's used industrially as a controlled substance. Not once we send it out. It's been aerosolized in a patented process. But the deep earth crystal is a controlled substance. It's a precursor to everything, basically. It's a very active element. And then now it's even better than X2. You look at the bottle and it says it isn't as strong, and that's because you measure each one differently. We can make it as strong as we want to. It's not about the cost. it's about what the FDA says, you know, is seen as safe. So use less, use whatever you think, use more. That's up to you. Use responsibly. It's a powerful element that they don't want you to have. Gee, may might want to get it and fund the revolution to defeat the globalists. A super win-win. Only a maniac idiot wouldn't do that. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a lot of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Anthrax, and radio, and the car. Anthrax.
My God, we thought we were showing you footage of the big black guy threatening to rape me and kill me, but I'm bullhorning over it, so it's not that good. No wonder the crew never put it out weeks ago. I just said, I was there. Put that video out. But somebody just sent Owen HD footage of him later saying, I'm going to murder people and hack them up and put them in the backs of trucks, and I'm going to rape everybody. Now, the problem is there's so much cussing that he just ran off to go try to get it bleeped. And we got hours of this, and we're just so busy, we never even put it out. But that's how it works. I play the crappy version. The crew goes, okay, we'll do whatever you say. They put it out. You can barely hear what he's saying because, you know, I'm yelling back at him. But now we have crisp HD, when I'm not there, of him talking about murdering everyone, how he's going to hack Republicans up and put them in the backs of trucks. Now, Roger Stone's got huge news. It's breaking right now. Because, again, this whole Mueller thing is what they bet their whole, the election's illegitimate, Trump's illegitimate, and then now they go, oh, it's process. Did Trump perjure himself? We're going to look at all that. But first, since we mentioned this, there's a bunch of clips I didn't get to on the show. One of them I did, even though I've got like 50 clips, is Don Lemon in three different clips saying white people are inherently evil. And that white males are the problem on the earth. Now, this has been taught for decades at universities by weird white professors trying to create identity politics in minorities so they never experience the American dream and are their chip on their shoulder losers who are then mainlined in the prisons. And then the real social engineers have it set up in the prisons to turn blacks and whites and everybody into racists once you get there to control you. But I wanted to get Roger Stone's take on this because this is next level. And the New York Times ran a similar article saying whites are inherently evil, they need to die out for us to have a better world. But everybody wants to get into Western countries. And I'm not saying whites are better than anybody, but there's been major studies done, even by the Japanese and the Russians and others, and there's African professors that have noted this. Equatorial populations tend to not be too worried about long-term preparedness because hurricanes come by, typhoons. There's plenty of food. The big problem is you have a bunch of babies, the neighboring island comes over and tries to kill you. Overpopulation is generally the deal. You have wars to keep that down. When you had an ice age for 15,000 years or so, and there was only, you know, a few hours a day you could go out, if you didn't organize and you weren't time sensitive, everybody knows about Northern Europeans' neuroses about time, trains are all on time, you die. And so if you go higher, whether it's Asian or white or whatever it is, the preparedness, the science, the math IQ goes up. the worse your environment's in. Like, if you grew up on Mars, I bet you'd be real smarter. You'd be dead. So that's why the West is so horrible, but everyone wants to get here, and then the West has this guilt, so it's killing itself with a bunch of globalists manipulating it. But I'm going to play this clip and get Roger Stone's take. Here it is.
We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, out to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
Okay, so Gavin McGinnis, who I really agree with almost everything, said, well, yeah, even though whites are aged and below 40 are minority, above that, you know, 75% of the country is white. That's not actually totally accurate. But the real FBI statistics are, after Asians, whites are the lowest crime rate group. Veterans and conservatives are the lowest crime rate group, period. So the idea that because some national socialist jerk-off piece of crap went in and did this horrible, heinous crime to these poor people, the idea that that's now all white males are guilty is the most racist thing I've ever heard. Roger Stone, what do you think about that before your big breaking news?
I totally agree with you, Alex. This is the fault line in American politics. The fact that one horrific act by one person is now being blamed on an entire race of people is absurd. The crime statistics kept by the FBI disprove that. I guess my question to Don Lemon would be, what about Antifa? What about the thugs that are attacking old people and women in our streets?
But that is actually mainly white.
The point here is that is a racist absurdity. The greatest terrorist threat in the country today is not white males. It is outrageous that the Proud Boys Facebook page was taken down yesterday, that they have been falsely branded as bigots or as racists or as white supremacists. I would not associate with such people. That is a falsehood.
Let me ask you a serious question. What is the name of that cat? Sylvester?
Oh, no, that's actually Oreo. I apologize for that. But it is Halloween.
Don't apologize. So bring it over.
He's not very sociable, but it's Halloween, so he's very excited.
Oh, really? Normally black and white cats are named Sylvester, but Oreo is a good name as well. It looks like that cat's not been missing out on any meals.
That's for sure. Look, this is like Stone's Dog Farm. We have two dogs, three cats. The three cats were all strays that Mrs. Stone has adopted. They have different levels of sociability. One of them's a feral cat.
We know she's starving them.
No, she's feeding them well. They eat better than I do.
I tell my wife, I'm like, you fill as much food as the cats want. They're obese. It's abusive. Stop it. She goes, well, they ask for food because they're gluttons. Throw them outside. The cats go, meow, 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 meow. It's all this gourmet food. Like, every time in the house, like, all you're doing is feeding cats. The cats are literally like Garfield.
It's kind of an analogy for the welfare state and the socialism we engage here in America.
It is. Like 5 a.m., I'll go stumbling into the bathroom, and there's the fat cat going, meow, meow. And they're real nice because they want food. Occasionally, it'll scratch me. And if I go in the kitchen to get coffee and it wants its food now, it comes up and starts bitching at me. I'm sorry. We'll stop talking about cats. Let's get serious, Roger. You're taking over your big Russian news in a minute, but I think we've got a red wave unless the election fraud is just too big. And the portend we see, the omens, the tea leaves, with Bolsonaro and with Merkel out of power, this is really, added to Brexit and Italy and everything else, this is looking really juicy.
Well, the real question is, will the internet censorship of InfoWars and other conservative sites, the taking down of millions of freedom-oriented sites on Facebook, will that be enough to tip the election? The Democrats are hoping that it is. All of this internet censorship, with InfoWars being the test case, first out of the chute, is based on a desire to affect next Tuesday's elections. That is the precise point of it. I'm hoping that there is not enough censorship to push back a red wave, but the Democrats are counting heavily on our inability to communicate based on the internet.
So everybody's got to be energized and take everybody you know to the polls, take grandma, put her in the wheelchair, grandpa, get down there, tell your neighbors, do it. push people over the edge nicely, not with threats in your neighborhood. Get active. This election is beyond critical. Roger Stone, you're taking over just a moment. Oh, and tell people again, Monday you're going to be, they've got to go to your Twitter. They've got to email you at InfoWarsArmy.com. You're going to peacefully take over a bridge with huge banner hangs, but you need about 50 people to help do it.
Yeah, that's right. Email me at InfoWarsArmy, and on Monday from 5:30 to 6:30 during rush hour traffic, we're going to hold signs up over the 35 interstate here in Texas. It's going to have thousands of people driving to. It's going to be heavy with traffic. I've got 10 signs. They say record GDP growth under Trump, record jobs growth, record low unemployment, vote red, vote Dem out, InfoWars.com, banned information. So I've got all the signs. I just need you to help me be there and hold them up. We're going to have HD cameras out there as well. We'll do a live stream. We'll talk to you. You can talk about why you like Trump or what you see going on. Share your opinion.
And never forget, especially if you live in the ATX or around here, maybe you can't go. Tell 20 people, they can go. Just as important as going is telling people.
Or if you're not in Austin and you're in somewhere in California or Montana or Illinois,
do your own thing.
Yeah, go to your local.
InfoWarsArmy.com. We'll post the videos. And I'm behind a week. I'm going to announce the winners tomorrow of the great NPC meme. It's been very successful. We're going to go to break, and we've got the Russian agent. I'm joking. We'll say that's an admission. My comrade, Roger Stone, taking over. Don't forget, without you spreading the links, we're dead. Thank you for your support.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The front lines of the information war. It's Roger Stone. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. If you go to the top of the Drudge Report now, you can see that evidently President Donald Trump and yours truly, Roger Stone, are the two people who seem to be in the crosshairs of Robert Mueller. I myself have been subjected to a torrent of illegal leaks from the special counsel's office and a tsunami of disinformation. Nothing has changed, but I still have to suffer the lies, the slurs, the smears of the far left. Let's take a look at MSNBC, for example.
Another bombshell breaking in the Mueller probe is, yes, there are tapes, and Mueller has them. He's listening to Roger Stone's conference calls from 2016.
In the background of this entire race going forward, the fact that Julian Assange, who say anything he wanted about him, he's not a fool, is going to continue to drop information on the American voters that are going to roil this race. He's made that very clear.
That same day, Stone sent former Trump advisor Sam Nunberg an email that stated, I, quote, dined with my new pal Julian Assange last night. Stone later said that was just a joke, but it was 7 days after that that he tweeted to the world, quote, trust me, it will soon be Podesta's time in the barrel. As if he was making all these claims in public and on these conference calls, was any of it going back to the people running the Trump campaign?
And on them, he would talk about his relationship and friendship with Paul Manafort. He'd talk about the inner workings of the Trump campaign. He also talks a lot about WikiLeaks' plans to release emails, and he used the quote, royal this race. And a witness in the probe, Jason Sullivan, who helped him organize those conference calls, said he claimed contact with Julian Assange. But it could also just be Mueller scrutinizing the number of times Roger Stone claimed contact with Assange. As you played, Roger now says he never had contact with Assange. But beginning in early August, he talked a lot about being in touch with Assange, having a foreshadowing of the materials Assange would release. He went on Alex Jones's show and said he knew what was coming, but he couldn't say too much.
At David Corn, who's all over the story.
Well, I guess if you can get people testifying to private communications, particularly people who are in a position of trust with Roger Stone, then that may have more weight than him just saying what he says on Alex Jones's show. I mean, Roger Stone's defense at this moment in time is that I am the world's biggest liar. I publicly said again and again and again that I was in touch with Julian Assange. I knew what he was doing.
But be honest, David, do you find that a potentially credible defense?
Yes, it is. Yes, because he is known for lying and being a provocateur and saying whatever he thinks is necessary to say at that moment in time. He was also in touch with Guccifer 2.0, that Russian internet persona that we now know was a Russian intelligence.
There you have it, a recitation of the recycled lies. Over a 10-day period, I said three times, including on the Alex Jones show, that I had communicated with Assange. As I clarified at that time and later under oath for the House Intelligence Committee, that communication was through a third party. I identified that third party for the House Intelligence Committee. My communication with Guccifer 2.0 is benign. The 24-word exchange on Twitter direct messages actually takes place after WikiLeaks has already published the DNC material. Consequently, based on content, context, and timing, it is meaningless, and most certainly not any evidence of collusion or coordination. This is the continued recycling of already discredited reports by my critics on the far left. The Wall Street Journal reporter who you saw Shelby Holliday is well aware of the facts. You can actually read our entire exchange at stonecoldtruth.com to see how she is engaged in fake news. In the meantime, the Washington Post reports that Steve Bannon went to before the grand jury and told the Post that he was questioned about me. The point of this, of course, is that on October 2nd, when Julian Assange had a press event and did not release any material, to the consternation of a lot of the press we're watching, including Alex Jones, he did say in that presser that he would specifically have a release for the next 6 weeks every week. He laid out a schedule. I imparted that information to Bannon via email. But it's not inside information. It had been published on Politico hours before, but most in the media were reporting the fact that Assange had nothing and would do nothing. That's not actually what he said. In a subsequent exchange with Matt Boyle of Breitbart News, he asked me whether what Assange had was good, and I said it is. That's based on the constant assurances of my source, Randy Credico, that the material that WikiLeaks had was, quote, devastating, a bombshell, would change history, would destroy Hillary. Those are not specifics, those are generals. So what I did here is pretty clear. I used public sources, including the WikiLeaks Twitter feed and the setting a Google news alert for Julian Assange, reading every interview he gave, and he gave many. And based on that solid tip from Credico, I punked, I bluffed, I postured, and I hyped the Democrats over the coming release of the material, which would indeed change the race. But I say it again. I had no advance notice of the source or the content of that material. I was operating on public information and that tip. This really grows tedious as these false accusations come out just before the election. One has to assume that the purpose is to reinflate the whole Russian collusion narrative, since Mr. Mueller has produced no evidence of Russian collusion. There is to this day no evidence or no witness who can honestly testify before the grand jury saying that I had advance notice of the WikiLeaks material. Alex Jones was a contemporary in this. He remembers my discussing the fact that I was trying to learn more, like every journalist or politico in America. This is indeed a witch hunt. Those of you who want to help me in this extraordinary battle can go to stonedefensefund.com. My legal costs are projected to be almost $2 million. This past week, I took a polygraph exam from analyzed by two of the most prominent lie detector experts in the country, who have concluded that I told the truth on all these questions regarding the disclosure of the WikiLeaks material. I've made this information available to the New York Times, to the Washington Post, to the CBS, to Vice, and many others. But you'll find it buried in an ABC story. I stand by that and the fact that my testimony before the House committee was entirely truthful and accurate. In the meantime, if you want to help the fight for freedom, remember the terrific specials we have going on at the InfoWars.com store. It is only your loyal support that keeps us afloat and moving forward, as we are under relentless attack, both in terms of harassment lawsuits and when it comes to censorship. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. We are the cutting edge. We are the revolution, and we need your support. The efforts to close down this very forum, to shut down this platform, is an effort to silence me, to silence Alex Jones ahead of next Tuesday's crucial election. Don't let it happen.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. Joining me shortly will be our special guest, a close personal friend of the president, Tina Gertz, who was one of the key strategists in Donald Trump's stunning victory in Iowa, and remains a senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign. I met Tana at the Republican National Convention. I really can't forget it because it was at that exact time that Alex Jones and I were invited on the set of the Young Turks, only to be bushwhacked and claim that we were somehow invading their site, that we were trying to break in where, in fact, we had been invited. It is a classic piece of television. You can find it on YouTube. And just the other day, Tucker Carlson sent me the YouTube link and says that he looked back at it and had to laugh because it was so funny. We are in the final days before the election. And I don't want to underestimate the role that internet censorship is playing in the Democrats' campaign. What we've seen, without any objection from the mainstream media, is the wholesale censorship of libertarians, conservatives, Trump supporters, Republicans, and anyone who isn't a Democrat, seemingly. Yesterday, the Proud Boys were taken off of Facebook unilaterally, as were individuals who are members of that organization. We have seen pages with literally millions of followers on Facebook just overnight decapitated with an explanation that you have violated our standards, in some cases being accused of selling drugs over the internet or depicting acts of violence or sexual acts, completely phony. This shows that they will push the envelope as far as they possibly can, and that the war on censorship is very, very real. No one has been more in the crossfire of this than InfoWars. That's why I want to remind you that on this Halloween, we need your support more than ever before. If you go to the InfoWars.com store right now, you will see the extraordinary specials that we have running. And that is really what funds us here at InfoWars. You see, we don't have any multinational corporate sponsors. We don't have any one source of funding. We depend completely and totally on you. So let's look at some of these terrific products. My all-time favorite, of course, is Brain Force Plus. This is a natural product, now reduced at $19.98, which gives you mental clarity and mental energy at that 4 o'clock time of the day when you begin to have a dip. I find this to be a great product. Yet, you don't get that wired feeling that you get from the energy drinks that are laced with ephedrine and other stimulants. This is a smooth, sustained mental energy and clarity that I think you will enjoy. 6,017 other InfoWarriors agree with me. This is one of the very best specials that you can find. I also am very fond of Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet is a colloidal silver product which boosts immunity. It has for centuries been known as an antibacterial and an antiviral. But the special electronic process used by InfoWars makes this a far more absorbable formula than other silver components that are on the market. This is one of the very best products. So again, I urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store and load up for your Christmas shopping. It's the only thing that allows us to stay afloat here and moving forward. And while you're at it, grab a copy of my latest book, Stone's Rules. This is a manifesto for victory. This is an indispensable track for anyone who is in politics or business or media or fashion. Stone's Rules, available at a terrific price at the InfoWars.com store. If you buy your copy of Stone's Rules at the InfoWars store and mail it to me, a special offer for InfoWarriors only, it will be my privilege to sign it and send it back to you at my own expense. So you can go to the InfoWars.com store now, get your copy, and mail it to me at this address, Roger Stone, P.O. Box 813450, 4429 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, Florida, 33081-3450. We'll leave that up a second for you. You can get your copy of Stone's Rules, include in it your receipt that shows that you got it on the Infowars.com store, and I will gladly send it back to you. This is the fifth book that I have written. My other books, The Clintons' War on Women, for example, The Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, also available at the Infowars.com store. So if you buy those and you want those autographed as well, send them along. Again, this is an offer for InfoWarriors only. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. It seems like Nancy Pelosi may be measuring the drapes in the White House a little too early. She tells Fox News that she is confident that the Democrats will take the House. I say it's too early to know. This will come down to a very small number of districts and a very small number of votes. And that's why every single vote counts. Those who are relying on polling should keep in mind that any poll is merely a snapshot in time. It is only good for the episecond in which it is taken, and that polls can differ in their results based on the order of the questions, the wording of the questions, the size of the sample, the proper drawing of the sample, and so on. One thing that all of the polls show is that this election is very close and that the president has re-energized his political base, making this a far closer contest than it looked a few months ago when Democrats were claiming there would be a blue wave. I think the Senate is now safely in Republican hands. That would be my prediction, but the House is up for grabs. Let's make no mistakes about the Democrats' plan. If the Democrats win the House, they will enact articles of impeachment against our president almost immediately. I doubt they'll be based on any evidence of Russian collusion because there is none. But we've already seen the dress rehearsal, the dry run for what they have in mind, and the 19 women who falsely accused President Trump of sexual assault in the 2016 campaign will be recycled in a show trial in the Senate. Meanwhile, the New York Times will pound away on the issue of Donald Trump's taxes, where he appears to have perfectly legally avoided paying millions of dollars in taxes based on the current tax law. That doesn't show he's crooked. It shows that he's smart. But there will be yet another attempt to whip up a public hysteria about our president. This is what happens if we lose the House a few short days from now, which is why, as Alex Jones put it a little earlier, it's vitally important that you get every true believer you know out and then figure out who among your friends and associates, your coworkers, is friendly or is a persuadable, and get those marginal extra votes to the polls. Every vote will count. I'm planning to head to Austin for election night. I think it's going to be a nail biter. Anyone who tells you that they're certain about what will happen is blowing smoke. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be back with Tana Gertz on the other side. Thanks for joining us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show right here at InfoWars. And now it is my distinct pleasure to bring on our guest, Tina Gertz. Tina Gertz is a personal friend of the president and the first family for two decades. Here's what President Trump himself said about Tina. Tina is truly a star. She has that rare combination of laid-back charm and razor-sharp execution, and she doesn't put up with nonsense. Tina, you sound a little bit like me. I'm delighted to have you here on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Roger, for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Now, you first kind of became a television star in 2005 when you starred on The Apprentice. As I recall, you're the only person in the history of the show to never be fired. But then you had a whole second career when you emerged as a key strategist for Donald Trump's campaign in Iowa and then a senior advisor to his campaign. I remember meeting you at the Republican National Convention when Alex Jones and I were actually invited on the set of The Young Turks, which turned out to be an ambush. in a shouting match that you can still see on YouTube. I know that you're, like me, like Alex Jones, a fighter. Do you remember that terrific occasion?
I remember meeting you, and I remember meeting Alex, and I remember the fight. I was right there, right beside you, doing radio as well with an LA station, and the fight broke out, and I was like, who are these people? Like, what are the Young Turks? I didn't even know who they were and couldn't understand why they were picking a fight with you guys. And you and Alex were fighters just like myself, and you were holding your ground, and there was chaos, and then you and I talked afterwards, and it was amazing. I mean, at the end of the day, we were making history, Roger.
It was indeed a piece of history. Actually, Tucker Carlson sent me this link, which is up on YouTube just a few days ago, marveling at how entertaining it is. Now, I thought, going back to 1988, that Donald Trump had the stature, the independence, the size, I don't mean physical size, although he's very tall and broad-shouldered, to be a great president. And a lot of my friends in the political community made fun of me for that, saying, oh, Donald Trump, he'll never really run. He's just trying to burnish his brand. He could never win. And here we have, 2 years into the Trump presidency, amazing success. What first convinced you that Donald Trump could be a great candidate and a great president?
Well, that's a great question. I met him for the very first time in 2005, as you mentioned, when I was a contestant on his show, and I never wanted to go on the show for any other reason other than to learn from America's business icon, Donald Trump. And I went there and I had an amazing time, but as the weeks were clicking off and people were getting fired left and right, and I got to spend more time with them, I realized this man, he's brilliant. Like, he is super smart. He's so successful. I got to learn his mind. I got to learn what makes him tick. And I realized we're all very, very similar, like yourself, myself, Donald Trump, the go-getters that never quit, that don't care what people think about them. You know, I'm not a billionaire yet, but he is, and I just wanted to absorb it all. And I acted as if I was a student of his, and I had an 18-week business course learning from him, and so I saw attitude and persistence and tenacity and all these characters that I thought, wow, he could make a great president, and he would make a great president. But I never thought he'd ever give up his plush life and, you know, his penthouse and the career that he had to go and deal with the swamp creatures that he's had to deal with. So I never thought he would do it. Because you'd have to be crazy to want to make America great again, because look at what's happening to him. So I knew he'd be great, but I didn't think he'd do it because I thought he had such a great life. Why surround yourself with this toxic environment that he's been put under? And I'm so happy he did, though.
Well, I think people underestimate his toughness. I think back to an interview he gave with Oprah Winfrey almost 30 years ago, in which she said, what about politics, Donald? Do you think you'd ever run for public office? Do you think you'd ever run for president? No, he said, I don't think so, unless things get so bad that I have no choice. And that's where we are today. Donald Trump didn't run because he needed to be somebody. He didn't need to run because he needed to prove something. He loves his country, and he saw us going down the drain. And therefore, he's serving as president at great cost to himself, not only financial cost, but the vituperation and the personal attacks on him and his family are enough to turn your stomach. He is literally the toughest man I have ever met in American politics, and that covers Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan and Bob Dole and many others. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you said exactly what I said to him, Roger. I was just with him couple weeks ago, and backstage with him, you know, I could say anything to him, and I just looked at him, and I said, President Trump, I said, you are the toughest, strongest man that I know. Those are the exact words that came out of my mouth, and he was like, oh, thanks, Tana. You know, he brushes it off like it's no big deal, but I'm like, no, I mean this. You are so tough. I mean, you and I are tough, Roger, but honestly, day in and day out, attacking of the family, your wife, your children, your looks, your weight, your mental capacity, I mean, you name it. It's like at some point I said to myself, I'm tough, But when I give in, like when I cave after 2 years of this and just say, you know what, screw it. I want to go back to my life. I want to, you know, eat top ramen. I mean, excuse me, I want to eat filet mignon and not be like eating Big Macs on the plane. I want to have my life back. But he does it, and he does it for you and me and America.
Well, and the results, I think, are clear. 4.2 million new jobs created. Unemployment at the lowest rate since 1969. Hispanic and black unemployment at the lowest rate since those statistics began being kept. The greatest wage growth in our history. Billions of dollars coming back in the country for reinvestment. Rebuilding our military strength as a deterrent. Redoing these multi-international trade deals that serve our trade partners well, but suck the jobs out of America. I really think the president's done a good job of framing next Tuesday's election as a difference between jobs and mobs. In Donald Trump, you have proven results. What's your thoughts on next Tuesday's midterm elections?
Well, I agree with you on what you said about everything that he's done. It's like, show me another president that has that track record. Show me who has done all these amazing things. I mean, I'm a woman. I'm a small business owner, woman-owned business, and I couldn't be more excited to be a woman entrepreneur in today's age. So I think it's amazing that he's going to these rallies, and he's tooting his own horn because we know the fake news isn't going to report it. So I'm very excited about Tuesday. I've got my fingers crossed that the Republicans get out there and vote and don't just rest on our laurels that we've got a great president, you know, as commander in chief doing the job. Because at the end of the day, he said to me, how are we looking in Iowa? And I said, I'm scared, to be quite honest with you. And he goes, well, how did they win, you know, 2 years ago? I said, you. That's how they won. You were on the ticket, and people went out and voted because of you. Now these people, these politicians, have to be worth something, and a lot of them, frankly, aren't worth their weight. And I'm a little nervous. I pray that people get out. I'm telling people you got to get out and vote if you like your 401k, if you like having money in the bank, if you like where we're at with taxes, and if you like having America be respected again. For goodness sakes, don't let the Democrats get their power and take it away from us, because we are in for a treat for what's going to happen in 2020. So they got to vote.
All right. So now you know why Donald Trump referred to Tana Gertz as the golden one. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. You said it. And you said it best. Every vote will count. And although Donald Trump is not on the ballot, you know the mainstream media and the fake news media will interpret this election as a referendum on his leadership. It's the economy, stupid, as James Carville once famously said. Tana Gertz, thank you for joining us here at the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Roger. Have a great day.
All right, there you have the woman Donald Trump referred to as the golden one, longtime friend of the president and the first family, and one of the architects of his extraordinary upset victory in Iowa. I'm Roger Stone. You've been on the Alex Jones Show. It's Halloween, so I'm going to remind you one more time. Go to the InfoWars.com store now and help gird us for the fight for freedom. We are under attack, and we need your support. As never before. Thank you, God bless you, and disregard the fake news when it comes to Roger Stone. Many thanks.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.